Greetings. I am the Christmas spirit which haunts this radio station. Ooh, I see you people have lost the true meaning of Christmas. Today, you will be visited by three spirits. The weekend guy of Christmas past, the engineer of Christmas present, and the intern of Christmas future. Ooh, I'd hate to be in your shoes.
Hi, gang! Weekend guy of Christmas past here. You know, I was playing Afternoon Delight, the 1976 number one single by the Starland Vocal Band, when I passed away right in this building. It was 65 degrees in the big city with weather and traffic on the eights. I was just about to do Battle of the Sexes when the old ticker gave out.
Oh, for God's sakes, what have you people done now? Engineer of Christmas present here. Obviously, you didn't read any of the technical manuals I handed out, and now something's broken.
Hey, dudes, what's going on? Intern of Christmas future. Dude, can I get some concert tickets? Got any movie passes? Hey, I met this chick last night. I told her she could be on the air. Is that
all right,
cool?
People?
Dude,
please. Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I didn't know they'd all be arriving at the same time. I also thought they might have something of value to tell you. This is just awkward and embarrassing.
People, get out! Humiliating me in front of all of these people on the radio!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Merry Christmas!
What day is it?
December 19th.
Oh, guys, time to start your Christmas shopping.
My Christmas shopping's done.
I haven't even gotten to my shopping yet.
I got some Christmas shopping to do, you know?
You haven't even started yet.
It's a little early for that.
It's a little early, but what the hell?
It's not merely shopping. It's an experience.
Let's go shopping.
Oh, it's time!
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really easy. You just enable the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and she will. It's even easier to get our podcast on Alexa. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. And you can even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast there. And the podcast is a repack of the live show that we do every single thinking day, Monday through Friday. And then we repack it, and then it's available sometime around noon or so. And you can even watch all our show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we are going to get really, really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you. In stupid criminals, and we're going to go to that first. An 18-year-old in Alabama stole a car on Sunday. When police caught up with him, he tried to make a run for it, but he was caught and detained by Santa Claus, who by the way, was a man in a Santa suit who happened to be a retired deputy. So we'll talk about that story first, and then our top list. Top cool lines Santa could say if he were a cop. Yeah, there you go. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. Okay, so it's Thursday, but last week we had Kayla on from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and she indicated that we would not be doing a chamber segment this week. So here, let me go to the Facebook here, because I communicate mostly with Foster via the magic of Messenger. And let's scroll, see if I can find Foster here. There she is. All right, so Foster, hey there. Are we doing a final segment of the year or not today? Today? Question mark. Smiley face. Poop emoji. No, I'm just kidding. There you go. All right. All right. So we'll get an answer on that. She's usually really, really good about getting back to me in a timely fashion. All right. And no Theatre. Yeah, no Theatre Thursday today. All right. So you just got me, I think. That and so much more on this edition of the Mike Show. Yeah, still waiting. All right, haven't heard anything back. Okay, let's do a commercial, and then we'll get to top list. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Are you a child who's on Santa's naughty list, but you did nothing wrong?
Have you been falsely accused of not eating your vegetables, staying up past your bedtime, or spending your allowance on gum?
The law offices of Smith, Smythe, and Schmidt want to help.
We won't rest until Santa is checking his list thrice.
But wait, our team of legal experts won't just get you on the nice list.
We'll figure out a way to get your dumb little sister, who you wish was never born, on the naughty list.
After all, Santa needs to blame someone for butchering Barbie's hair.
And if mommy's coupon scissors don't fit,
you must acquit. Call the law offices of Smith, Smythe, and Schmidt today.
Because the only thing sweeter than candy in your stocking
is a lump of coal in your dumb little sister's.
Yeah, the Mike Show. Hi there. What is today? Today's Thursday. It's the Thursday edition. And then we got Friday. So Friday, we're going to be at Three Roads. Yeah, we're not going to be at Three Roads today. We're not going to do the pop-up thing this Thursday because we're going to do a Friday thing with Prebeer. It's the Prebeer Holiday Jukebox. That's going to be going on. And then we're going to be down in Danville for Holiday Beer Fest on Saturday. Just a little program note. I just wanted to share this. And I'd even be willing to pop this up on the screen right now as a little commercial. Here we go. Not a little commercial, but here we go. That's a cool picture. Here we go. Present, share screen. If you're watching us on our Facebook Live, you see this. This is Prebeer. You may have seen him, heard him at Three Roads as part of Prebeer Trio. You also may have seen him, heard him as part of Full Moon Fever, the Tom Petty tribute band. Well, Prebeer is going to be back And he's going to be joining us at Three Roads on Friday from 6 to 9 with the Craybeer Holiday Jukebox Extravaganza. It's him solo. He's got some... Well, let me see. Let me read his email. Sweet No Problem will be pulling up an easy piece. Got some Christmas tunes on deck. Got some regular ass songs on deck tune, too. Should be an excellent time. Okay, so there we go. Join us on Friday for that at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. And then on Saturday, if you'd like to join us out and about, we are going to be down in Danville. At Ballad Brewing. We're going to be there for the Holiday Beer Fest at Ballad. We've got, let's see, click on that. And click on that. There we go. Let's just share the whole thing. There's the Holiday Beer Fest. Holiday Beer Fest event page. If you're not familiar with Ballad Brewing, you need to be. It's a really, really cool brew space, brew pub. It's huge. It's cavernous. It's right in the old tobacco warehouse area of Danville. And they are doing just tremendous, tremendous stuff in their downtown. So we're going to be there on Saturday, and you can check it out. We have a ton of vendors that are going to be on hand as well. They're going to be on hand throughout the day, plus holiday-inspired beers and all the regular beers, too, that Ballad Brewing has to offer. So come on out and join us. That is, again, on Saturday, this Saturday, starting at noon. We're going to be there with the Mike Show and Ballad Brewing. All right. Now, get rid of that. Let's get to this story. It's a, well, I know we're starting Stupid Criminals a little bit early. There's no quicker way to be added to the naughty list than stealing a car and having Santa catch you in the act. An 18-year-old in Alabama, his name is Darian King, and another person apparently took a Nissan Altima on Sunday and drove off. Someone called the police. They spotted the car pulling into a church. The police stopped the vehicle, and Darian's passenger surrendered, but Darian made a run for it, and he headed into a wooded area behind the church. Now, for some reason, Santa was hanging out in those woods. Not the actual Santa. This one was a retired deputy in a Santa suit. Well, that's convenient. Oh, he was volunteering for an event at the church. Here's the retired deputy, Larry Williams, talking about stopping the suspect.
Yeah, it was kind of hard. I mean, the guy, he was young. I'm old. I'm 61. But the instinct kicked in. I just did what I did, you know. I chased him. I grabbed him. We took him to the ground. And thankfully, my cousin was right there to help. And we put his hands behind his back. And the officer got on top of him and handcuffed him.
Okay. Now, the deputy Santa... saw Darian trying to sneak back towards the church and blend in with the crowd. He was able to catch up as evidence there and detain him until police arrived. Darian was charged with receiving property and attempting to elude a police officer. The passenger was released. Interesting. All right, so that brings us to our top list. With Santa helping to bust a car thief in Alabama. Too bad he didn't have one of those cool, clever lines. You know, what was that? It was not Law and Order. No, it was the... Oh, what was the one? He was the red-haired guy. Good Lord. I'm blanking. All right, so... cop show... Miami... CSI Miami. Okay, and David, what was his name? Oh yeah, David Caruso. That was CSI Miami, and they had the catchphrase, and then they'd go into the Who song. Yeah. Too bad he didn't have one of those clever lines that the cops say in movies or TV shows during the arrest. It's a problem that we can remedy with today's list. It's our top list today. Top cool lines Santa could say if he was a cop. All right, now I'm going to need something else for this. Let's get the Law and Order one. Here, let's do Law and Order. Let's do that sound effect. Because I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. There we go. That'll work. Okay. Take two. Top cool lines Santa could say if he was a cop. Go ahead, make my sleigh. Top cool lines Santa would say if he were a cop. I'm here to kick ass and leave presents under the tree. I don't see a tree. Top cool lines Santa could say. This is one of my favorite ones. Top cool lines Santa could say if he were a cop. I'm coming to town. You're going to jail. Why am I doing my Batman voice? Top cool lines Santa would say if he were a cop. Are you Mrs. Claus? Because I just nailed you. Top cool lines Santa could say if he were a cop. 'Twas the night before Christmas when kids are in bed. Come out with your hands up or I'll fill you with lead. I love this one. Top cool line Santa would say if he were a cop. Ho, ho, hold your hands up. Say hello to my little friend. Literally, he's an elf. Top cool line Santa would say if he were a cop. Yippee-ki-yay, naughty Lister. Are there any more? Oh, damn it, get writing. All right, there's no more. No more. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We will get to that straight away. Why is this not focusing? There we go. We'll get to that straight away. That coming up. And skip that and skip that. Oh, let's do a commercial. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH for the holidays.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Hard Candy Day, or as Joe Biden knows it, Thursday. Elon Musk is building a Texas compound for his family. Not much is known about it other than he'll give it a terrible name. Honda and Nissan are in merger talks. First, they'll have to decide if the new company will be called Hesan or Nanda. And Americans spent 110 hours this year looking for something to watch. Then the entire time it was on, their faces were in their phones. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Thursday edition of the program. Let's see. Can you name America's national bird? If you said the Roadrunner, you're wrong. If you said the bald eagle, you're equally wrong. The correct answer is we never had an official bird. See, we're looking for it right now on the screen. If you're checking it out, that's the downtown tower cam aimed at the river. There we go. Zoom in. Maybe we can find a bald eagle there. I don't know. Yeah, according to this, we all think it's the bald eagle because it's on our currency and it's on the presidential seal. But it's only ever been an unofficial bird until now. The White House passed a bill this week to make it the official bird. Senate already voted for the bald eagle unanimously this summer. So now Joe Biden just has to sign off on it. You can thank a bald eagle enthusiast from Minnesota for making it happen. 78-year-old Preston Cook has been collecting bald eagle memorabilia for over 50 years. He amassed more than 40,000 eagle-related items. I wonder if he's a big fan of the Eagles. Maybe? No? I don't know. Anyway, thank you. Then he donated those 40,000 eagle-related items to the National Eagle Center Museum in Wabasha. He realized in 2010 that Congress had never passed true legislation to make it official, so he started lobbying politicians. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar introduced the bill this June. I can't pronounce her name. Should I get a pronunciation here? Fine. Let's go to Pronouncify. Well, I don't have our Pronouncify lady, but there.
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar. I was close. All right. What else is in the news? What abbreviation did you think meant something else? Somebody asked the interwebs, okay, what abbreviation did you think meant something else? And here were some of the best responses. I thought SMH meant so much hate. Someone else added, I thought it was smack my head, like a facepalm sort of a thing. No, so I'm gonna plead old. And what does this mean? No, it's not a stock price, because that's the first thing that came up. No, it's not the Sydney Morning Herald. What does SMH mean? Shaking my head. See, a lot of people were shaking their head right now at me. IYKYK. I thought that was people just making the sound out loud. It's if you know, you know. If you didn't know, by the way. I didn't know that. Again, I'm pleading old. For your ID, I thought it stood for I, and the D stood for the I stood for I, and D stood for identification. Like, it's identity document. So that's not a social media thing. The ID is identity document, not identification. And that wasn't me, by the way. These are people that are on Ask Reddit. I thought OG just meant original. I work in mortgages and I've labeled original loan documents as OG and given them to my director for review, not realizing I labeled them original gangster. I used to think the FTW for the win stood for F the world. Huh. POS. I know it's piece of crap, but whenever I see it in business context, meaning point of sale, it always takes me back. It takes me a minute to read it correctly. Another person added, it's okay. Most POS systems are POS. When I was a kid, I thought STFU meant stuff you, or an alternative for get stuffed. I thought EST was, after a time, was short for estimated. For longer than I care to admit. Eastern Standard Time. Or estimated time. That's fine. That works for me. AI. I said AI. Yeah. When I was growing up, it meant artificial insemination. That's how we bred our cows. So this person obviously lived on a farm. Now AI stands for something much different. Or not, maybe. And then the last one. This person thought BRB was bathroom break. Okay. All right, coming up. We are going to get much more smarter than this. Five random facts is on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever you go. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly it's really none of our business, but if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Here we go. Number one, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, banned Sesame Street in 1970. Why? Well, for having a racially integrated cast. Mississippi Public Television thought the portrayal of multiracial harmony on city streets on a kid's show was unacceptable. Yeah. Now, parents successfully petitioned the state to bring it back. And get this, Jim Henson was born in Mississippi. Number two, there's a tale that a runner from Oregon named Forrest Smithson won the 110-meter hurdles at the 1908 Olympics while carrying a Bible in his hand. There aren't any official reports that confirm it. And he may have just posed with the Bible in his hand after the race. Number three. So that wasn't very factual. That's speculative at best, but we'll let it slide. Number three. Every British king or queen, there they all are, has a second birthday assigned to them if their real birthday isn't in the summer. So there's good weather for a birthday parade. For example, Queen Elizabeth II's actual birthday was April 21st, but her official birthday was held on the Saturday in June. Same with King Charles. Hello! There he is. His real birthday is November 14, but his official birthday was held on June 15th. So what was it? It was November 14th. The official one was held on June 15th. Okay, there we go. Number four. The word oxymoron is actually an oxymoron. It's the combination of two Greek words, oxy meaning sharp and keen, and moron meaning dull and stupid. And then number five. That's going to be today's episode. It's going to be oxymoron. Number five, Pez Candies. I need a pronunciation on this. It's German. Pez Candies got their name from the German word for peppermint, and it's pronounced... How do you pronounce it?
Welcome to How to Pronounce.
Okay.
In today's video, we'll be focusing on a new word that you might find challenging or intriguing.
Uh-huh.
So without further ado,
let's dive
into today's word.
Please do.
Pfefferminz.
Pfefferminz.
Which means peppermint in German. Let's say it all together.
Okay.
Pfefferminz.
Pfefferminz.
One more time.
Pfefferminz.
Now let's split the word into syllables and then pronounce each syllable one by one.
Pfefferminz.
Thank you for joining us on this adventure in pronunciation.
I love it. All right. Get rid of that. Well, it's not our regular pronounce-a-fi lady. Anyway, yeah, pfefferminz, which means peppermint, since that was the original flavor of Pez candies. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Pepperments. No. Pez? No. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Oh, hey, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, if the birth of the baby Jesus was an action movie, this might be the theme.
Mary's on a mission. I'm guessing that her water broke. No one knows her infant would someday sit on heaven's throne.
All right, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Good Lord, guys. Let's go to viral videos. So, what do guys really want for Christmas? A woman on TikTok is going viral after poking fun at all the online gift guides for men. And it's always basic stuff.
Gift guides for men always make it seem like they're for men that have just spawned in, like it's their first day on planet Earth. Things like a water bottle, a wallet, a jacket, perhaps some underwear. I saw one that was saying every man needs a good razor. Is he new here?
Okay, skip that. What is this? No, skip that. Skip that. Okay, this video is going viral of an Airbnb host doing a walkthrough of his property, showing off how his most recent guests trashed the place. On top of that, they sent him a $1,000 invoice for redecorating services. Here is some of the video from Vince Villegas showing off the bizarre damage.
The guest just left. Checkout time was 10 a.m.
Several of these items were outside, which you can see they're covered by snow. Several pieces of furniture were moved into the garage. There was substance smeared on the walls, including on the light switch. Several pieces of furniture have been rearranged. The heat is set to 50.
Good Lord. Yeah, that's why I don't do Airbnbs. Skip that. How about this? People Magazine made a list of their favorite SNL Saturday Night Live Christmas sketches. Here's one that made their list. It's Steve Martin in 1986. It was just him sitting in a chair with a very heartfelt message. Here we go.
If I had one wish that I could wish this holiday season, it would be that all the children of the world to join hands and sing together in a spirit of harmony and peace. If I had two wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. And the second would be for $30 million a month to be given to me. Tax-free in a Swiss bank account. You know, if I had three wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first, of course, would be for all the children to get together and sing. The second would be for the $30 million every month to me. And the third would be for all-encompassing power over every living being and the entire universe. And if I had four wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be the crap about the kids. Second would be for the 30 million, the third would be for all the power, and the fourth would be to set aside 1 month each year to have an extended 31-day orgasm. To be brought about slowly by Roseanne Arquette and that model Paulina somebody, I can't think of her name. Of course, my lovely wife can come too, and she's behind me 100% on this, I guarantee you. Wait a minute, maybe that sex thing should be the first wish. So if I made that the first wish, you know, because it could all go boom tomorrow, then what do you got, you know? No, the kids. The kids singing would be great. That would be nice. But wait a minute, who am I kidding? I mean, they're not going to be able to get all those kids together. I mean, the logistics of the thing, it's impossible. More trouble than it's worth. So, we reorganize. Here we go. First, the sex thing. We go with that. Second, the money. No, we go with the power second, then the money, and then the kids. Oh, wait. Oh, geez, I forgot about revenge against my enemies. Okay, I need revenge against all my enemies. They should die like pigs in hell. That would be the fourth wish. And of course, my fifth wish would be for all the children of the world to join hands, sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. Thank you, everybody. And very
thank you, Steve. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian John Heffron on how he and his siblings used Christmas wrapping paper tubes.
My mom knew I always try to get hurt because, you know, we're kids. Nothing good is about to happen when one kid says to the other, hey, let's build a ramp. Huh? And my mom would always try to buy a safe toy so we wouldn't hurt each other. But everybody knows that that's dumb. Everybody knows that any kid could turn any toy into a weapon. The best weapon you could ever have beating up a brother or sister growing up was the big long wrapping paper tube thing. Remember that? The big long cardboard tube thing, that was the best thing to beat up brothers and sisters with. Loved it, because it started off as a big long staff and you could just start smacking people with it. Then the middle part would get all busted up. Then the ends are still fine. Then you had nunchucks. My favorite thing to do with that tube, though, before we started hitting people, right, was to walk by our family dog who was just laying there sleeping. Stick the tube right by the dog's face. Dog would always wake up. What the? Hey, get the tube out of my face. Stick that tube in my face one more time. I'm going to eat every one of your Star Wars figures.
All right. Let's reach over here. That's your audio vault. Let's grab the handle, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we're going to get, stupider, if that's possible. But then we've got some good news, and that'll all be on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Do, 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 do. Oh, hi there. Let's, time once again. Let's do this. For stupid criminals in the news. Yeah. A porch pirate in New Jersey returned to the scene of the crime after the victim posted a video of them on the internet twerking while stealing items off their porch. Here, let's share this up on our screen at the Mike Show VA. Here is the video, and here we go, and boom. Okay, so here's, yeah, here they are twerking on the camera. And then he comes back to say, hey, man, that's not cool. And we have the audio on that. Here, where's the audio? Boom.
Come on, dude. Not cool, bro. Come on. Not cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Not cool at all.
Yeah.
That's my on the internet.
Yep, that's your ass on the internet. A seventh grade social studies teacher in Iowa is now getting heat after coming up with a list of banned words for the classroom, popular words and phrases used by Generation Alpha. So that's what it's called. We're back to Alpha. Skibbity toilet, Ohio, Sigma, Bark, and more were banned. Now the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression is calling on the Iowa School District to remove the unconstitutional ban. We have sound on this? Okay. A state senator out of Pennsylvania is getting mocked after posting a picture of a downed drone. I must see this. Let's share it. Share the screen. Where's the downed drone? There it is. Uh-huh. Looks kind of familiar, doesn't it? Nerds. Yes. It is a prop from Star Wars. Doug Mastriano later claimed he was joking. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman in Ohio who loves Fireball whiskey just turned 106 years old. Her name is Florence Hackman, but people call her Fireball Flo. She was also in the news last year when Fireball sent her a bunch of swag for her 105th birthday. Here she is making a speech at 106.
I'm so happy to still be here and see all you wonderful people, and let's have a good time. Well, how about that? See, my family always had a lot of fun. We always had a lot of fun, and I never got over that.
She sounds like she likes the fire or the Marlboro Reds too. Anyway, that is the good news, and the good news, that's 106. Let's not make fun of that. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. And don't forget, coming up, and this is later in 2025, but it's the United Way 5K on the runway, their 5th anniversary of that. Tickets will be available very, very soon. So visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?